January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We want to look at what's next for all the ranked teams in college football heading into this week's games. Georgia's on top of the heap at number one, 8-0, coming off the cocktail win over the Gators in Jacksonville, 42-20. They sacked Anthony Richardson three times. They had eight tackles for a loss and 10 quarterback hurries. Up next, a real test against unbeaten Tennessee. Saturday at 3:30 between the hedges at Sanford Stadium in Athens. It's going to be absolutely lit for that game. Of course, the Vols are tied with the Ohio State Buckeyes for number two in the country. They're both 8-0, and the Vols are coming off a spanking of the Kentucky Wildcats 44-6 at Neyland Stadium. The Vols haven't beaten Alabama and Georgia and even Florida in the same season since 2004. They've only been to the SEC championship game three times, and they won the national championship in 98, if you remember. It's going to be the first AP top five matchup between Georgia and Tennessee in the history of the series. Keep an eye on Hendon Hooker, still in the running for the Heisman. As for the Buckeyes, they got by Penn State in University Park last Saturday, 44-31, and again, Stroud came up big. And you know they're going to light up Northwestern. They play him in Evanston at Ryan Field Saturday at noon. They are going to roll the Wildcats. Imagine the numbers they're going to put up. Of course, Michigan is ranked fourth. They're 8-0. The Wolverines got by Michigan State at the Big House 29-7. Ugly scene after the game in the tunnel with the teams fighting, people getting assaulted. The Wolverines go to Piscataway to take on Rutgers Saturday night at 7:30 under the lights. Blake Corum had 177 yards rushing and is up to 14 touchdowns this season. They got a tough stretch coming up. Basically, they have the Rutgers game on the road, then Nebraska, and then they got to play a ranked Illinois team that may have the best defense in the nation. And, of course, they still have to go to Columbus to wrap it up against the Buckeyes November 26th. Clemson's ranked fifth. They're 8-0. Of course, they had a bye, and they've got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish next in South Bend Saturday under the lights at 7:30 East. The last time they went there, DJ Ugalele started in place of Trevor Lawrence and threw for 439 yards and two touchdowns, but they lost in double overtime 47-40 to the Irish. Remember, Dabo has gone to Klubnik, the freshman, this year already. So if DJ doesn't perform, you wonder if he'll yank him in the game in South Bend. This is a huge game for the Irish coming off their win over Syracuse at the Dome in upstate New York. Nobody saw that coming. Notre Dame's been so average. Syracuse has been so good. But the Orange puked after losing at Death Valley to Clemson. It took a lot out of them, obviously, because they went home and got rolled by the Irish. So I might as well mention them. They fell to 22nd. The Orange play at Pitt Saturday at 3:30 in the Steel City. And Garrett Schrader suffered a lower leg injury in the first half against Notre Dame and didn't come back into the game. His status is the immediate concern for the Orange. They went with redshirt freshman Carlos Del Rio Wilson for the rest of the game against Notre Dame. He was 11 of 22 for 190 yards, one TD, and one pick. The Orange have three of their four remaining games on the road. It's going to be tough to win 10 games now. So back to the top. Number 6, Alabama, 7-1 the Tide. They didn't play last weekend. Now they go to LSU Saturday under the lights at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. 7 o'clock is when they'll kick it off. The Tide have been shaky on the road for sure. How about the Tide leading the FBS in penalties? If they lose this game to LSU and have two losses on their schedule, good luck playing in the playoff. TCU continues to impress, ranked 7th. They're 8-0. They got by West Virginia in Morgantown, 41-31. They have Texas Tech in Fort Worth Saturday at noon. So they got the Red Raiders. Then they have trips to Texas in Austin and to Waco to see Baylor after that. That's brutal. Max Duggan has thrown for 2,212 yards, 22 touchdowns, and only two picks. He's been unbelievable. They've won 5 games by 10 or fewer points in 6 weeks. Is it all going to catch up to them? How about the 8th-ranked Oregon Ducks, 7-1? They pasted Cal in Berkeley, 42-24, as Bo Nix continues to light it up. The Ducks, 5-0 in the Pac-12. 4 of those wins have come against teams that are 4-17 combined. Here they go again, playing a lousy team, Colorado, in Boulder Saturday at 3:30. The Buffs are a miserable 1-7 and 1-4 in the Pac-12. After that game, it gets tough, though, for the Ducks. They got games against Washington, Utah, and Oregon State. If they do well in those, they could be in the conference championship game. USC is 9th. They're 7-1. They beat the Wildcats in Tucson, 45-37. They got Cal next at the Coliseum. The Bears have lost 4 games in a row. USC beat Arizona without Jordan Addison and Mario Williams. They could get them back for this game against Cal. Meanwhile, UCLA is 10th. They're 7-1. They blew out Stanford at the Rose Bowl Saturday night, 38-13. They go to Tempe next to take on the Sun Devils Saturday night, 10:30 East, under the lights. Everything up till now has been easy for the Bruins for the most part. They're just trying to get to the USC game and a shot to play in Vegas for the Pac-12 championship. Ole Miss is ranked 11th. They're 8-1. The Rebels, impressive. Their win in College Station over the Aggies Saturday night, and Jimbo's boys, 31-28. Now they're off until they play Alabama on November 12th in Oxford. Utah's 12th. They're 6-2. They won in Pullman last week, 21-17. They have Arizona up next at Rice-Eccles Saturday night at 6:30 East. I think their next two, Arizona and Stanford, are easy. but they have to go to Autzen in Eugene to take on the Ducks November 19th. The Utes have no room for error. Number 13, Kansas State, now 6-2. How about them blowing out Oklahoma State 48-0? Up next, Texas Saturday in Manhattan at 7 Eastern. The Longhorns have beaten the Wildcats 5 straight times. 4 of them have been decided by 1 score or less. Sarkisian, though, is 3-8 in 1-score games as the head coach at Texas. And they've gone 1-6 under Sarkisian on the road. Illinois 14th. How about them pounding Nebraska and Lincoln 26-9? Their defense is badass. They still have to go through Michigan State, Purdue, Michigan, and Northwestern, but that D is stopping everybody. They've already beaten Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin for any of the tiebreakers. And Chase Brown has run for 100 or more yards in 8 straight. LSU's 15th. They had a bye. We told you they play Alabama this week at home. Penn State 16th. They're coming off the loss to the Buckeyes. They play in Bloomington against Indiana Saturday at 3:30. The Hoosiers have lost 5 straight. They suck. Penn State lost 36-35 the last time they went to Bloomington in 2020. North Carolina's ranked 17th. They beat Pitt in Chapel Hill 42-24. They go to Charlottesville to take on Virginia on Saturday at noon. The Cavs lost to the Canes by 2 in 4 overtimes Saturday. Oklahoma State is 6-2. They're 18th. They got pasted by K-State 48-0. They're in Lawrence against Kansas on Saturday at 3:30 East. Gundy is 13-1 all-time against the Jayhawks. Last time they lost to him was 07. Tulane's 19th. They had a bye. They're at Tulsa on Saturday at noon. They're 7-1. Clemson's 20th. They got spanked by Louisville 48-21. They're at NC State Saturday at 8 Eastern in Raleigh. That's going to be a huge game. So we skip to Liberty at 23. They had a bye. They're at Arkansas in Fayetteville on Saturday at 4. That's a tall test for them. It'll be the Razorbacks' homecoming game. Oregon State's 24th. They had a bye. They're at Washington Friday at 10:30 Eastern. The Beavs are 6-2. And UCF is 25th. They're 6-2. They beat Cincinnati by 4. They're in Memphis Saturday at 3:30 Eastern. The Knights are in a 3-way tie for 2nd in the AAC. So there you go. We know what everybody's doing now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.